Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations here at one of the premier community colleges in the entire country, and that is Northeast Mississippi Community College. There are so many different ways that you can stay up to date with one of only four community colleges in the entire world that has the distinction of being an Apple Distinguished School, including social media. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's not only campus-wide, but also our athletics department as well. Time to bring in Dr. Ricky Ford. He's our president, and last week was the 50th straight week that he's joined me here on Tiger Talk. Dr. Ford, as always, really appreciate your time.
Good morning to everyone again, and thank you, Will, for hosting Tiger Talk again. We're happy to be up and going, and we got a lot of things going on here at Northeast, a lot of things behind us and a lot of things ahead of us, and a lot of preparation, a lot of planning to do as we move forward. With all the graduations behind us now, and we do want to say congratulations to all of our graduates and wish them the very best moving forward if they're going into the workforce or if they're going on to some of our universities throughout the state and the country. We wish them the very, very best. We've got two big activities that are coming up. Of course, we've got orientation coming up, and this is primarily due to the fall semester. Orientates students for the fall semester, so we have several dates scheduled for orientations coming up in the next few weeks. We have June the 10th, June the 17th, June the 24th, and July the 8th. So we have four dates set aside for orientation. There will be four sessions each day at 8:30, 10, 12:30, and 2. So we're trying to accommodate as many students as we possibly can with our orientation. And hopefully we'll be focusing on getting students ready to go and orientated for this fall. Another big project that we've got going on, and everybody's heard of this and been involved in it, is our summer school. We have a tremendous turnout for summer school, taking advantage of the reduced tuition that we've provided, the free tuition. Matter of fact, we have record enrollment for summer school, so we're excited about that and excited about the numbers that we have as far as enrollment for summer school. So at the last count I had, we had about 3,500 students that had completed registration for summer school. So this is indeed record enrollment for us, so we're excited about that. Let me talk just a little bit more about fall enrollment. Of course, orientation playing a big part in fall enrollment, getting all the new incoming students orientated to things that are going on campus, and also the processes that they will have to go through and manage as far as getting set up for their classes and just answering any questions that any student might possibly have. Naturally, orientation is not going to take care of all the questions. Even this fall, when students arrive, there will be a lot of questions from our students. So let's all make ourselves available to assist our students and make this transition from high school to college one that is very, very easy for them. We want to focus on enrollment this fall, so we'll have announcements coming up concerning the fall enrollment. There will definitely be a tuition break, reduction in tuition for our students this fall. In some cases, it will even be free tuition. So we're going to try to encourage as many students that can to come by and take advantage of the reduced tuition that will be available this fall for our students. So we're excited about that and excited about getting our enrollment up as high as we possibly can. I do want to remind everybody also about the COVID guidelines that we have had in place for, I guess, basically the last 12 months. They have been times when we thought we were not going to make it. It was either sink or drown, and we thought we were going to sink, and we thought we were going to drown too at times. But we all came together and worked as a team And I'm so appreciative of that. And we managed to get through the COVID era with I wouldn't say with flying colors, but we got through in very, very good shape. So we're looking at the decline in cases now, as far as COVID cases. I think right now we're at the lowest level nationwide than we've been since June of 2020. About 50% of our nation's population has been vaccinated. So we're encouraging people to take advantage of the opportunity to get vaccinated. And one of the things that we're committed to here is the safety and well-being of all of our students on all of our campuses. And we encourage everyone to take advantage of the vaccine if at all possible. And with the current information that we're receiving from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and also the policies that we have in place beginning June the 2nd, students and employees will no longer be required to wear a mask indoors, including classrooms and also outdoors if you're fully vaccinated. Anyone that's not fully vaccinated should continue to wear a mask while in the classroom. We are not mandating masks to be worn, but we are recommending them if you haven't been vaccinated. And this is for your protection, because you know if you haven't been vaccinated or you haven't had the COVID virus, then you are susceptible to catching it, and the consequences there would be very drastic, be terrible if you got it. So we're encouraging folks to take care of themselves and just use common sense. The teachers will have the option of requiring masks in their classroom if they so choose. Our health services, dining facilities, and where social distancing is not maintained, the instructors may choose to require a mask in the classroom. And of course, also individuals may choose to wear a mask in any setting. So just to put this in perspective, we are not going to require people to wear a mask, but we are going to recommend folks to wear a mask, especially if they haven't been vaccinated. And you'll hear more of this coming out from our Vice President of Student Services office moving forward. So we are going to try to get back to as normal as we possibly can in every area on our campus beginning the 1st of June. We have a lot of summer camps that we have scheduled for this summer. I guess the largest summer camps that we have are athletic camps. Currently, we have about 18 athletic camps scheduled. I think football is bringing one back and having a youth football camp. So I know a lot of young men and women, too, are excited about the football camp. Women's basketball has 5 camps dates scheduled. Men's basketball has 10 camps scheduled. And baseball has 1 camp scheduled, and softball has 1 camp scheduled also. There will be a lot of playing dates within the summer at the baseball-softball complex. And then, of course, our Northeast Tiger Band has their big band camp scheduled for 1 week there, too. And this is always a large number of prospective students coming in to participate in all of these activities throughout the summer. We also have a Child Development Academy camp scheduled throughout the summer, and this is free, so we encourage folks to take advantage of our Child Development Academy's summer camp. I do want to remind everyone, too, about our Mobile Learning Conference, which is June the 21st through the 23rd. We have a great lineup of outstanding world-class speakers that are going to provide a lot of information through the usage of technology within the classroom. You know, I've spoken to several people this week about our technology in the classroom and the things that we're doing there. And, you know, the statement I always make is that, you know, the lecture method will always be a vital part of instruction in the classroom. But when you take the lecture part and you add the technology and the things that keep the students engaged, when you have that combination and and it's used effectively. You have a tremendous classroom where instruction is taking place, and you have an engaged student. And as long as you've got the students engaged, learning is actually taking place. And so we encourage the usage of both of those in the classroom. So the Mobile Learning Conference is coming up with a lot of great ideas, too. Also, a big date we've got scheduled is this Thursday, May the 27th. We will have iPad pickup day. I think we have a little over 3,000 iPads that we have available currently, and I'm sure there will be more than that before it's over with. But the students will be coming by and picking up their iPads on Thursday between 8 and 4 p.m. I do want to say thank you to the volunteers that has volunteered to help with the iPad pickup. And, you know, folks, we could not do this alone. And this is a total team effort from everyone on everything that we're doing. And I really appreciate the enthusiasm and you making yourself available to assist during this process. I know a lot of you are coming back and assisting with this, and you're actually not even on contract right now, and you're coming back and volunteering your time. We have people in the call center that are coming back and assisting there, assisting in the admissions office, and this is just a great atmosphere here at Northeast, where we've got a lot of great things going on, and we have a lot of people that are assisting with the process. So it's not just one or two people that are doing everything. Everyone is doing a lot to make this one of the premier institutions in the country, and I am so appreciative of each and every one of you and the things that you're doing. So together we're making Northeast better, and we're continuing to move forward in a very, very strong manner. Our ribbon cutting at Northeast at Ripley had a great turnout. The folks there in Tippah County and all across the state that were represented there, and of course we had the Martin family who was represented there also, as the facility being named after Bobby P. Martin. I do want to remind everybody about our Honors College and our Honors Institute that we have. The current NMC freshman with a 3.5 GPA is welcome to apply and become a part of it. High school seniors with 12 or more college hours and a 3.5 GPA or 25 on ACT are invited to join. This is a great opportunity to enhance some skills and also have something to put on your resume as far as being part of the Honors Institute. So we encourage you to get the word out on everything that we've got going on. So I've talked about a lot of things here this morning, and hopefully some things that I didn't forget. And if you want something to be mentioned on Tiger Talk each week, if you'll shoot me an email or shoot me a message, I will certainly comment about it and get it on here. So again, we're so pleased with the direction Northeast is going in, and we're so pleased to have the people that we've got working at Northeast working for us and moving us forward. And as I said many times, we cannot be the premier institution we are without the employees that we have working here at Northeast. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone. And we're continuing to move forward in a very, very strong way. So, ladies and gentlemen, as always, let's go Tigers!
As you can tell, there's a lot going on here at Northeast as we head into the month of June. President Ford, really appreciate your time as always. And yes, go Tigers! Now, Dr. Ford did mention orientation sessions. Go to our website. You need to sign up for an orientation session today. A lot of them are starting to fill up. So go to nemcc.edu and fill out that form and sign up for an orientation session. Also, iPad pickup. Don't forget Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then on Friday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon this week. And with that, we will wrap up this week's show. Special thanks to Blake Long. He was up in Indiana last week. Boy, our Northeast golfers had a terrific week at the Nationals. And Blake, back on campus this week. We appreciate your help, as always, getting Tiger Talk on the air each week. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.